This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report, hour number two. We are recording this on our OBS. We're also recording it on Genesis, except for the commercials. You'll see the Genesis commercials there if you're listening to it on Genesis. We are talking through those commercials when we talk to Barbara Honegger, who's an amazing Intel person. She has a long history, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but I want you to start with your line of questioning, because we have to make some connections between various events happening in Oklahoma City, 9/11, and events since then, and the current events that are going on today. So, Barbara, you were very lucky after a number of years to get a hold of April Gallup. I'll let you start off with your questions, and I'll insert one here and there, but I will try to go slow and deliberate so people can understand my slow speech and understand the audio, whether it's being used for the Special Commission on Grand Jury in 9/11, or any other intel agencies kind of trying to connect all the dots. So how about you start, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show again, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. You're very brave. You're a very, very brave intel lady and, very deliberate investigator. And so start. Let's get to the good questions. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So if you don't mind, I'll give you a little bit about my bio so that people understand I'm not just your normal everyday citizen who's just giving their opinion.
Right.
I was the special assistant to the President of the United States in the West Wing of the White House. I was a policy analyst in the Domestic Policy Council to President Reagan in the West Wing of the White House. I was the director of the U.S. Attorney General's task force, law review of the entire code of U.S. law and the code of federal regulations that resulted in 6 volumes published by the government printing office. For 16 years, I was the senior military affairs journalist for the premier science, technology, and national security affairs graduate research university of the U.S. Department of Defense, the Naval Postgraduate School here in Monterey, California, where I live. I'm now retired from that. I am an independent investigative journalist and documentarian, author, and public speaker. So that's my background. And I want to start out by just getting on the record here because it's so critically important. In our off-the-air communications, Bill, you mentioned to me something that is a critical piece of witness testimony about the Pentagon attack on 9/11. And after I ask you my questions and we get your answers here on the record again for the audience and for the future of the investigation of what really happened on September 11th in our country, I will then go into, for the rest of the half hour, I will go into the seamless historical line between what really happened and didn't on 9/11 and what's happening now in Ukraine between Russia, NATO, and the U.S. So to my question.
Sure.
My question is this, to get it on the record again. You told me off the air in numerous conversations and confirmed it in an email to me, which I have, that in an interview that you did on your radio show in the past with April Gallup, that's G-A-L-L-O-P, April Gallup is a critical witness to the Pentagon attack on 9/11. And I want you to just remind myself and the audience here for the record what April Gallup told you on your radio program about having seen plane parts inside the Pentagon on the floor some months before 9/11. If you can go into the details of what she said on the air, please.
Well, I'll tell you the factoids because they destroyed a lot of my audio and video, which they did both YouTube and Vimeo and so on, and my audio files when they transferred from Genesis to another network.
Can you speak a little slower, please?
They destroyed all my previous audio files, but I do have a very good memory. What she basically told me was she was inside an inner sector of the Pentagon, and her child was with her, and when an explosion hit that inner sector, parts of the ceiling fell, and it took her around 30 minutes to find her child under the ceiling debris. And for several months before, there was a nearby sector that they was being doing refurbishment by a British contract company putting in Kevlar windows and other things.
Yes, correct.
And
that is wedge one, yes.
And she also mentioned that there were inside that part of that sector, there were a number of aircraft parts for months that were on the floor of that, actually marked off and so on, laying in a particular, if you want, a layout on the floor there. And I think, well, why the heck would they do that?
Bill, could you repeat that? Please?
They had a number of aircraft parts that were parts of various sort of aircraft parts for large aircraft. They were actually laying on the floor in a nearby intersector that was being refurbished by the British, putting in Kevlar windows and new girders and so on. I'm thinking, that doesn't make sense. And, of course, what happened is April was very nervous to come back on years later to discuss these issues because, she came forward and actually stated that she did not see any evidence whatsoever that the building was struck with a wide-body commercial airliner. That's what she told me on the show. And that these aircraft parts were there for months beforehand on an inner sector of the Pentagon.
Yeah, let me jump in here and just for your audience and the record, remind people if they don't know already and yourself, that April, her first day back at work in the Army Administrative Assistant section of the Pentagon, which was on the outer E-ring, her first day back at work after about 2 to 3 months of pregnancy and childbirth leave was, in fact, on September 11th. And so she saw these airplane parts on the floor of Wedge 1, which was close to where her desk was, just into Wedge 2.
Right.
When she was still at the Pentagon before she went on pregnancy and childbirth leave. So that
right.
would have been 2 to 3 months before 9/11, at least, on the floor
right.
of the Pentagon.
Right. Exactly. That's what she told me, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did she happen to mention, I don't believe so, or did you ask her, what kind of parts they were, or did she describe them?
She described them as parts of, like, engines and parts of the aircraft, almost like it was disassembled and laying in pieces on the floor. She didn't describe any luggage or any things like black boxes or anything like that, but she described parts of aircraft, almost like you'd disassemble parts of an aircraft and lay them on the floor and put tags on them.
Right. Yeah, that's incredibly important testimony. Okay, so should we move on to the remainder of the show then?
Sure, go ahead and ask the next questions because I think there's a connection. The prelude to 9/11 was I was in 1994 given security clearance to work at CECOM in Colorado Springs, and we had the job to work at U.S. Space Command as contract civilian people, once I got above top secret clearance, which took a number of months. And I ended up becoming the exit examiner for the Alpha P. Murrow demolition special forensic
slow
team.
Slow down, please, so people can hear.
Yeah, the Oklahoma City demolition team that came back because my boss Major Swinter was actually off doing airtime in Fort Hood, Texas. So because of my experience in nuclear physics and explosives and advanced chemistry, I ended up becoming the exit examiner of the forensic team that came back that had to announce
this.
Could
you
sure.
slow down your speech, please?
Yeah, the Oklahoma City Murray building, when it was blown up, had a team of five people, and I had to examine them to see if their health was okay because they would wear hazmat suits when they were taking apart the debris of the building and trying to figure out what happened.
Could you slow your speech down, please? It's hard
sure.
to understand you.
So, so I examined all five of the Oklahoma City Special Op Forensic Team. in my examination, one of the five told me that he wanted to have normal children. I said, well, what do you mean? I don't see any reason why I should not have normal children. And he says, I was exposed to radioisotopes. I said, how would you know that? And he said, because we had radiation detectors that went off scale. Three of them. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I will do tests on you to see that you're, you know, you don't have any signs of blood damage indicating radiation exposure. And but he said, well, when you check me out to make sure I haven't been exposed to radiation because I don't want to have an abnormal child. I said, okay, sure, no problem. And he told me how to remove U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes and pits and other advanced explosions from the buildings. And you're kidding. Well, we can continue to the break, but when what happened is he actually gave me more information about this, about why he was so concerned.
Okay, let me repeat back what I believe you said, because it's difficult to understand you. You speak too low and too fast.
All right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
And that kind of thing for 20 days from the 11th.
Okay, we're now back on our Genesis stream as well, Barbara. So please continue or repeat what you just said. That we're talking about Adam Eisenberger, who is this American, if you want to call it, officer, who was inside the Pentagon for, I think, 20 days and doing body recovery and other looking at evidence of what's happened inside the Pentagon. Please continue.
Yes, it's Adam Eisenberg, not Eisenberger.
Eisenberg. Yeah.
So did you want me to repeat his bio?
Yes. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Why do I need to repeat it?
You can't for the people in Genesis because they may not have heard it over on there. On Genesis stream.
All right. Well, at the bottom of the hour, we will be bringing on Adam Eisenberg, who is a critical new witness of what happened and especially did not happen at the Pentagon on 9/11, on September 11, 2001. And the reason he is such an important witness is, number one, he completely confirmed from his own experience, having arrived at the Pentagon on body recovery and sensitive document recovery and security duty, guard duty at the Pentagon, he arrived on the afternoon of September 11th and was there for 20 days through September 30th of 2011. He was inside the building and saw no evidence of a plane debris, plane part, bodies, passenger seats, luggage, nothing of that. Which
right.
is exactly the same testimony as April Gallup,
Precisely.
Who you have had on your show before.
Right.
And we started this program talking about the critical testimony that April gave you on her show in the past, that
right.
in the few months before 9/11, when she went into Wedge 1, which is where the official lie of what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11 claims that a plane entered the building and went through three rings, it was in Wedge 1, which is the official story, alleged impact and plane penetration path. She went into Wedge 1 in the outer E-ring in the months before 9/11, and there were many plane parts on the floor of the Pentagon, like someone was assembling parts of the plane there.
Exactly.
So, now, I want just to explain to people, how is it that April could have given that accurate testimony? And also have given the testimony, which she has gone on record, including a legal case that she brought. She's gone on record that on 9/11 itself, she was at her desk in the outer E-ring of Wedge 2, which is further to the left or north along the west side of the Pentagon on 9/11, and that there was a massive explosion at or near her desk about 8 minutes, almost 8 minutes before the official story says a plane was anywhere near Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
And that when she afterwards gave her testimony, she said, I saw no plane parts on the floor, no bodies, etc. Well, you wouldn't expect it there because that was 120 to 150 feet further to the left or north than the alleged plane impact point almost 8 minutes later.
Exactly.
So that's why her testimony is, in fact, consistent, even though at the beginning you might think it's inconsistent, but it is consistent.
Yeah, it's consistent. It explains it was a separate event, yeah.
Yes, exactly, a completely separate earlier event. That was a massive explosion by her desk that stopped her wristwatch at 9:30. Now, I spoke to April for about an hour just a few days ago. She called me again. And
Wow. She
did confirm that she still has her stop wristwatch, that whatever that violent event was that killed many people in her area, but she miraculously survived along with her then 3-month-old son, who is, of course, now a young man in his early 20s, Elijah. They both miraculously survived. And whatever that violent event was, almost 8 minutes before the alleged plane impact on the building, 120 to 150 feet further to the right or the south along the wall, allegedly, her wristwatch was stopped by whatever that violent event was. And she has retained that wristwatch. It is still in her safe deposit box, along with, this is very important, along with one of her shoes. She lost one of her shoes coming out of the Pentagon. She still has one of her shoes and the clothing she was wearing that she has not washed, and that still has the debris and the residue of whatever actually exploded near or at her desk. So
right. That,
just like the dust from the dust cloud at the World Trade Center that has now been analyzed by professional forensic nanochemists and has determined definitively that there is military-grade nanothermite explosive incendiaries in the dust of the World Trade Center attack collapse. At some point, we hope to be able to analyze the residue, the explosive residue on April's shoe and our clothing pieces to determine exactly what that explosive was.
Right.
However, she has said that she smelled cordite, which is, gunpowder.
Right.
It's a successor to gunpowder. It's a cool-burning explosive that many, many people inside the Pentagon and outside said there was an overwhelming smell of cordite right after the Pentagon attack. And many witnesses also, including April Gallup and including Adam Eisenberg, who's about to come on your show here in a few minutes, they all said that they did not smell jet fuel, which is effectively kerosene.
Exactly. And the kerosene only burns at a certain temperature, which couldn't vaporize steel, et cetera. And all the evidence, because I have a background in Nick Kemmel and nuclear physics, which is why I was the ex-examiner. And when I heard the evidence, that I know that in the World Trade Center there were not only nuclear pits, but super nanothermite, there's a great deal of evidence of that and other advanced explosives that were put in the building there. And interestingly,
which building did you reach? Hold on.
In the World Trade Center. In the World Trade Center, yeah.
Oh, the World Trade Center.
Some similarity there. So the fact that there's evidence of cordite and nanothermite, you know, further leads the evidence that this was not done by aircraft coming into the building, but it was done by controlled explosions in the building at the timing. But the timing actually happened just before so-called impact that they tried to pretend was caused by a wide-body jet,
It was caused by a wide-body jet, but we know for a fact that the World Trade Center 2 plane, allegedly Flight 175, that was not the plane that hit World Trade Center 2. We know that for a fact.
Right, we know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also overwhelming evidence that the plane that hit or was destroyed, not hit, the Pentagon on 9/11 that was destroyed right outside the wall near the Pentagon helipad, which was effectively outside the west wall of the Pentagon, just kind of opposite April's desk, which is important, her desk area, that happened at 9:32 and 30 seconds, over 5 minutes before the official story says Flight 77 was anywhere close to Washington, D.C., anywhere close to the Pentagon.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. The other thing people should know about, for sure, about the World Trade Center attack on 9/11 is that there were massive deep basement explosions in both of the Twin Towers, World Trade Center 1 and 2, before a plane hit either tower.
Yeah, we even have the...
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is contradicting the White House in an interview on MSNBC after saying she expects another full year of uncomfortably high inflation.
You know, we're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested inflation would moderate at the end of this year and that the high inflation would only be temporary.
Baseball fans are now counting down since the Major League lockout is over. Players will start reporting to spring training camps in Arizona and Florida this weekend. Games will start next week but won't last as long since opening day is now set for April 7th. Both sides reached a new five-year labor deal after more than 3 months of negotiations. This ensures a full season of 162 games with the two missed series to be rescheduled. This is USA Radio News. Arrests and deportations by U.S. Immigration and Customs officials plummeted in fiscal year 2021 as the agency entered what it calls a new era under the Biden administration, which directed officers to focus on detaining immigrants with serious criminal convictions. ICE deportation officers arrested 74,082 immigrants in fiscal year 2021, which ended in October, a 28% drop from 2020, when arrests also decreased sharply because of the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency carried out 59,011 deportations in 2021, an all-time low, even though more people are coming into the country illegally. A car crashed into a Washington, D.C. restaurant, sending 8 people to the hospital. One person identified as an adult female had died, and 4 others have life-threatening injuries, according to D.C. police officials. All of the victims who have been identified as adults were outside eating at the restaurant at the time of the crash. 3 other people were assessed at the scene and not taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now, are we going to open up for questions from the public, or do you want to primarily stick to our schedule? Because we can have you on in future either radio shows or video at any time. I mean, go ahead.
I think we should wait for any questions to see if Adam is able to say everything he wants to get on the air.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's leave it up to Adam. Okay. Go ahead and give us a little bit of blurb about who Adam Eisenberg is. And he talked to me earlier today, and I'll leave it up to you two to kind of direct the questions, and then I can fill in where you think it's helpful. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is just a short intro of Adam, and then he may want to go into a little bit more of his background. I'm sure he will. But most importantly, everybody needs to hear what he did and especially did not see inside the Pentagon from September 11th to September 30th of 2001 on body recovery and sensitive document recovery duty. So Adam was with the Army, and he was assigned to the Pentagon from Fort McNair, which is in the Washington, D.C. area, not far from the Pentagon. He was there with a team, with his squad, there were – you'll have to say how many team members there were, but what's important is that he has finally – had the courage to go public with what wasn't inside the Pentagon on 9/11. So, and afterward, you know, in the body recovery and sensitive document recovery duty that he had there. So we can bring Adam on. I don't know if he's on here.
Yeah, Adam, are you there?
I'm on. How are you guys doing?
Thank you, Adam. It was a very interesting discussion earlier. I would like you to do a crystal presentation of what your key issues are in evidence, because this is going to come out in the 9/11 conference you're going to having on the 19th, which is April 19th. And I think people should listen to this.
Not April, March.
March 19th. And I think the important thing here is you're going to make statements that will not only back up the information of April Gallup and my evidence, but also Barbara Honegger. And it also may connect some dots to not only those events back in around Oklahoma City and 9/11 and the Pentagon, the current events happening today. So why don't you give us your introduction and what evidence you found?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank Barbara and you for allowing me to come on the show. It's been great working with the both of you thus far. Just want to say very quickly, I've been saying these things for quite some time, and of course, whenever I did before, I got that look like you're crazy. A lot of people didn't believe me, and so, with the passports, the vaccine passports, and all these things coming out, and a lot of things happening very quickly, I just looked at a world that was burning, and I decided that people were finally starting to see the corruption kind of right out in the open. And so I decided it was a good time to start really speaking up more and making more of an effort, I guess you could say, now that I had a receptive audience. And so in December of 2020, I gave a testimony on YouTube. It was about a 45-minute testimony, and I thought that was going to be it. I didn't anticipate going really any deeper with it, but then I realized that I was called to do more, and I've just been doing more and more since, and just kind of go into the details. From September 11th to September 30th, I spent approximately 240 hours on site as a two-company effort from the Old Guard. We were stationed in both Fort McNair, that's where my company was, but the Old Guard was also at Fort Myer, Virginia.
Right.
Well, General James Jackson, he was the Military District of Washington general at the time, he put us on site to assist the federal authorities with all of the efforts that were going on as far as the cleanup and response detail. And so we went on site, and we served in that capacity for that amount of time. And several people in my company, and of course I can't bring up any names or anything, but several people in my company were saying at the time that a lot of things didn't look like they made very much sense, and I subscribed to that belief for a long time. Well, in 2018, as fate would have it, I ended up through UPS working with a company called Pratt & Whitney. Well, Pratt & Whitney is one of two companies that outfit the Boeing 757-200 series aircraft with engines. Of course, the alleged plane that was flying into the Pentagon was outfitted with a Rolls-Royce engine. But it was at that point in time where I really familiarized myself with airplane parts, specifically jet engine parts, through the process of storing them, inspecting them prior to fabrication, where I just overlaid the two experiences, and I said that there was absolutely no way that anything that I saw looked even remotely like it had been any kind of damage. Any kind of damage at the Pentagon. Well,
right.
And just like I said, going into what we now see that's happening, with the world burning, I just decided that it was time to really start speaking up and to going as far as I can to make sure that the world knows that, the people that are making decisions right now with mandates shouldn't be trusted. And so it's just my intent to get out and really drive home what I did and did not see. And that is very clear. In all my time there, I never saw anything that looked like there was damage from airplanes, nor did I see any type of airplane parts. Never saw any type of items that seemed like they were a part of an airplane, like luggage, anything of that nature. And most importantly, never saw any bodies that looked like they had been on a plane. And so, my time, on site was extreme. And in addition, after I really started to kind of just meditate on where I was, where I wasn't, and linking up with some of the world's foremost experts in research, like Barbara Honegger here, really digging into where I was on site. And I sent Barbara a map about where I was doing most of the body recovery efforts and
right.
most of the sensitive diet document recovery. But it was very clear that we were kept out of the Defense Intelligence Agency portion of the building, which, of course, is where the majority of the alleged airplane victims were found. I always found
that allegedly found.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right.
I always thought it would be very strange, and I could talk quite a bit about my efforts and how they've unfolded since then, but really my intent is just to get out there and just to team up with people like Barbara and yourself and just, April Gallup, people like this, and just say, hey, look, I didn't see anything that was there, and I would love to challenge anybody that specifically says they saw a plane hit that building. because I would love to set them up on a polygraph test and pay for it and say, look, you know, take all the tests you can. I don't believe you. I mean, I don't try to disrespect anybody, but I just have a hard time believing any of it. And, you know, find a first responder that spent 240 hours on site that also has experience with airplane parts. I think I've got that feather in my cap. I think I'm the only one. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a comment and a question for you, Adam, if I may.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So for your audience and Bill and the record, I think it's important to clarify that why there is not a contradiction or would not be a contradiction between April Gallup's testimony on Bill's previous show that she saw airplane parts on the floor of the Wedge 1 of the Pentagon in the area of the alleged impact point on 9/11, and your testimony that you did not see any aircraft parts inside the Pentagon. And the reason that those are not inconsistent is that part of your testimony, if you could confirm that and maybe go into more detail, you've mentioned to me and also on Richard Gage's podcast recently that the area of the Pentagon that the official story claims was impacted by a plane that was the most damaged was so hot until at least the 14th that you were not able to go in there, and that's precisely the area where April claimed the plane parts were on the floor, and that that part was cleared out before you got in. So if you could comment on that.
That is correct. And going further, there was a, I think his name, last name was Schwartz, he was the fire captain that was on site, made a lot of public comments, I believe, on the 14th about how hot that area was. But
wow.
I can what Barbara just said.
Let's clarify.
Hold for a second until the bumper finishes, and then we'll continue. Yeah,
Mr. Schwartz was the head of the Arlington Fire Department.
Wow. Yeah, information I haven't even heard before. Go ahead.
And I can send you that interview. That's been a question that I've...
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. Second, so we can get the answers. Okay, go ahead, Adam. Yeah, we have a clear from our bumper. Go ahead.
Well, the most bizarre thing, when I really started to see that something just did not add up, was when I was walking through the Navy Operations Center. We came across a conference room, and there were 6 people in this conference room, and this portion of the Navy Operations Center was close to the impact center, but it was clearly not a part of it. The room itself, you know, had some signs that there was obviously some kind of damage there, you know, but it didn't look like it had been fully engulfed in flames. You know, nothing looked like it. There was any types of plane parts that had hit it. You know, nothing came through there, but the bodies were, the way that they were arranged around this conference room table, specifically one individual that was the furthest away from the alleged damage path. So this person was, you know, south from everything, and half of his body was melted to a chair and the other half wasn't. And the people that were in between him and the alleged damage path, 2 of them were hunched down in their chairs and one of them was under the table. And so I kept saying to myself and asking myself, you know, how do people die like this? How do people, you know, without coming into contact with the plane, without, you know, being fully engulfed in flames, you know, how does this happen? And the 2 other bodies that I saw very specifically that were hunched down in their chairs and kind of halfway under the table, none of them seemed to have the same type of fire damage that the gentleman at the head of the table had that was furthest away from the alleged impact zone. And so that didn't make a lot of sense. In the bodies that we were finding, they just didn't look like they had any contact whatsoever with any type of plane damage. And so it just did not make sense. It did not add up. From the very first day that we were on site, a lot of my company men were kind of scratching their heads. Of course, nobody in their right minds thought that the government would ever do anything crazy like stage, you know, a false flag operation at the Pentagon. But years later, a lot of people just started to say the same kinds of things that I'm saying. But
right.
Outside of my time on site, there's actually a lot of other anomalies that I do want to say before I ever stepped foot on site at the Pentagon, and I think they're absolutely relevant. Shortly after the attack, we got back to my base. I was stationed at Fort McNair, like Barb said. And they needed specific people to go out and provide additional security. So they said, you know, do we have any volunteers? We want to send about 10 people out at Fort McNair to help the MPs. Well, I was a private, and I was just full of it, and I wanted to get out there and prove myself. So I got, you know, I was assigned to the duty. Well, I got down to the weapons room to check out an M16, and they gave me a empty magazine. And so I was instructed to guard the base without any live ammunition. So that made absolutely no sense to me. You know, we're allegedly facing one of the most biggest attacks, you know, the new Pearl Harbor. And I'm being asked to secure the base and provide additional security where the National War College and a number of generals are living, but I'm not given any ammunition. So that was one thing that didn't make sense. Prior to going into the Pentagon, we were also forced, my company was forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. I've never been able to recover any of those. Of course, I would love to see that, and I could not care less about whatever I signed. I'm not going to obviously keep my mouth shut. You know, my journey is now about saying what I'm saying at the highest level. So that didn't make very much sense to me. Shortly after we got done at the Pentagon, after that whole entire thing got wrapped up, our company was the victim of an anthrax attack. And so,
anthrax attack. And of course, we know the anthrax was tied to the release at the time of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got, you know, all of a sudden, you know, our mail room is cut off. You know, we get briefed that there's been an alleged anthrax attack. We didn't have a lot of information, and it quite frankly scared a lot of people in the company because we really didn't get very many answers. Our mail room was basically cordoned off. We were getting mail, but they were sending the mail through some type of system that was trying to detect anthrax. So it was melting the mail, and so we never got answers about that. And they basically just left the issue hanging out in the wind. But that's another thing that I'm trying to get to the bottom of. But there's still more.
Adam. Yeah, there's one thing you mentioned off air that also doesn't add up with the official story big time. If I heard you correctly, I believe you said that you carried something like 1,000 caskets. However, during your duty at the Pentagon, there are only allegedly about 125 people who died inside the Pentagon. So
that was my time with the old guard. I performed over 1,000 burials in Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, okay. So that's not related
right.
to 9/11.
No, not related. Okay. Yeah. So
okay.
I don't want to
bring Let me just correct one other thing that you said. It's not the Naval Operations Center. It was the Naval Command Center. That's an important distinction where you were.
Well, that's really interesting. So I'm actually looking at the document right now. Of course, you know the Pentagon document I'm referring to. This was the one that was used in the trial, and it point blank calls it the Navy Operations Center. All apologies about that. But
okay, which document? The Pentagon Building Performance Report?
It's the colorful document that shows all the victims.
Yeah, that's the Pentagon Building Performance Report. Well, the Naval my understanding, I will double check, is that the Naval Command Center, a subset of that was the Naval Operations Center. Another subset was the Naval Intelligence Cell. If you look at that graphic that we've been talking about, which I will send to Bill to put up on his website for this show so people can see it, I believe it says Naval Command Center there.
I think you sent me that graphic already. I have one quick question. How would you tie that to what's going on with Russia now, just even because we're going to do more shows there, Barbara and Adam, to current events happening in Ukraine and, of course, the biolabs, which obviously to a lot of people are a shock, but to be honest with you, to people like you and me, it's not a shock that our deep state was involved with not only the creation of the anthrax in Michigan, and it happened, of course, at 9/11 and at the Pentagon. But also,
creation of the anthrax at Fort Detrick in Maryland.
Right, but it was actually part of what was put up there in one of their facilities they started in Michigan. Anyway, I know Fort Detrick in Maryland did it. But how would you tie the two together? We only have a minute or two left, and we're going to do further shows.
Let me give a nutshell of why all of this matters to what's happening with the invasion of Ukraine. Putin's pretext, stated pretext, in his speech 1 hour before the invasion began on February 24th, was that he was going in order to do a preemptive attack to secure weapons of mass destruction, i.e. biolabs, i.e. Chernobyl, i.e. the other nuclear power facilities in Ukraine. That is precisely the pretext based upon the lie of who attacked the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon on 9/11 that the Bush-Cheney administration used. We have to go into Afghanistan to prevent bin Laden and al-Qaeda from getting weapons of mass destruction and using them. And we have to go into Iraq based upon the lie of Iraqi WMD. These are identical pretext claims that Putin is now using against the West.
Wow. And my feeling is that I don't know if the aircraft that Poland's doing will actually stop them, but to me, we're on the edge of, even since a collapse of the economy and the collapse of fertilizer and food and a grand reset of the world economy, and again, this goes straight back to Oklahoma City and 9/11. These are all continuously connected events, and we need to first just show because we didn't bring out the truth of 9/11 in Oklahoma City. These events are now affecting us now because it's the same players worldwide that are actually involved with this, aren't they?
Absolutely, and many people don't know. But the head of the Army Corps of Engineers, and it was the Army Corps of Engineers that took out those mini nukes, right?
Right.
One of which went off inside Oklahoma City, build the Murrah Building. He was in charge of the so-called cleanup, i.e. cover-up, of Oklahoma City, and then he became the head of the Army Corps of Engineers cleanup and cover-up and the chief architect and author of the Pentagon Building Performance Report, the self-same engineer from the Army Corps of Engineers.
You're brilliant, you're amazing, and hopefully this truth will come out and we can put a stop this march toward, I call it, geopolitical, biological, chemical Armageddon. And the truth must come out. Now, hopefully your conference, again, next Saturday, the 19th, richardgage911.org. You can get your money in to get to watch the conference, and hopefully the truth will all come out. More and more, we'll do more shows. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Adam.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.